Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. Thank you. Thank you. And, of course, Robert Earl Keen Jr. with Gringo Honeymoon, Eric Rains, Bob Cole, Happy Halloween Barbecue.
An estimated 67% of Americans will give out candy today and tonight, according to the National Retail Federation. So that's 23% of people that don't. No. Does that
come
mean,
on.
Does that mean they live in apartments?
Probably.
You know, because...
Or they cut their light off and they just don't want to go to the door.
Yeah.
Dogs start barking. Everyone knows someone's there. They can hear the TV, but no. Economy? I mean, expensive candy?
Or you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Just not going to be there. So, yeah. So, depending on how you want to look at that, 67% will give out candy, 23%. Will not. Which group do you choose to fall into, you basket of deplorable trash?
Yeah, I'm gonna,
some of you have 50%.
I did see, not to change the subject, but all over social media yesterday, people changed their profile to trash bags.
Oh, really?
And that will be a that will be a popular costume tonight. A MAGA hat and a trash bag. Promise you.
All of a sudden, easy.
Oh, that was the easy one. If you're looking for one today, and that's your, you know, that's your team. Trash bag.
Boy, what a gift on a silver platter for the closing days for the Donald Trump campaign. And boy, they played it brilliantly. Apparently all that came about as he was in an airplane, you know, Trump mobile plane, whatever, on the way to the rally last night in Green Bay, Wisconsin, headlined by Brett Favre. And, yeah, I know. So, he said one of his people, he says, I've got very good people. Excellent, excellent. They're perfect people.
Oh, you nailed that.
He said,
make money to do that voice impersonation.
So what would you think about riding in on a garbage truck? He said, I like it. The only thing I think they could have done better, and there's no way they were going to do this. You know, he climbed up there on the passenger side, and it looked good with an orange vest on. They should have had him hanging on the back. You know, get him up there. And then, you know, hold that pole. What a visual that would have been.
Yeah, unless he falls.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, break a hip.
Whose brilliant idea was this?
Maybe get Oscar the Grouch.
Yep. 5 days till Election Day. Last 2 days of early voting for us here in Texas. Casey did a good job. Casey Johns with the news. And, you know, polls have been open and will remain open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Through Friday. However, Travis County, for instance, and I don't find it necessarily happening anywhere else. Good old Travesty County has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 locations. The bigger ones, the bigger voting locations, really, that will stay open tonight and tomorrow night until 10 o'clock. Of course, they'll stay open later than 10. Let's say there's a great big old long line and you get in it by 10 o'clock. Well, you'll get to vote, but, you know, you got to be there by 7A to 10P today. And you can do that today quickly at the Austin Permitting and Development Center on Wilhelmina Delco Drive. The Benhurst Shrine Center, which is now on Rockwood Lane. Remember, that used to be across the street here. And they sold it some years back, not too long ago, to the Westlake Athletic Department, I believe. The Carver Branch Library on Angelina Street. In Lakeway, the Lakeway Activity Center. In Pflugerville, at the gymnasium of the PISD gym. It's South Park Meadows, there to the left of the Walmart. The Travis County Clerk's Office on Airport Boulevard and the University of Texas Union Building on Whitus Avenue. You can vote till 10 o'clock. If they've ever done that before, I don't remember it. That's a good idea. That's nice.
What?
Give you more time.
Yeah. The
last couple of days. That's a nice thing to do. Sort of. New World Series winner.
How was the honor?
Not at all.
I mean, it's over.
That it's over.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess it did go 5 games. Could have gone only 4. Could have gone 7, but.
I thought you were going to be right. You walked out of here yesterday saying the Yankees are going to win.
It was
5-0.
They were ahead at 5 one point, but they came out of the box, man, and they were bottom of the first inning. Yankees got 2 back-to-back home runs, which hasn't happened in a World Series, they said, since 1977. So, oh boy. And, you know, next thing you know, they're up 5 runs. And I said, well, sure enough, they got ahead and they probably aren't going to lose. But I tell you, the Dodgers are good, man. They when they got to turn it on, they are able to. And sure enough, that guy, it is not Shohei Ohtani who becomes the MVP. It's that Freddie Freeman guy.
Oh, he's got to be the hero of that series. Did he hit one last night?
No, but he got a critical hit that put him ahead. So, to my knowledge, you know, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
Let's go. Yeah, I didn't even turn it on last night. Just flipped over and saw the score on my phone.
Well, the Shohei Ohtani guy would have done better, but he suffered a pretty substantial shoulder injury in game 2 of the series, sliding, as I recall, into second. And he just, you know, he wouldn't probably play after that, but he did. But, you know, I watched him, you know. And
he rubbed some dirt on it, got back in the game.
He made great cuts, but he couldn't connect with the ball. And he always does. So there's no question that his injury was a factor. More than a tenth of the entire population of Japan tuned into the World Series. What that means is the ratings for the World Series in Japan were greater than the ratings for the World Series in the United States. Isn't that something? They've got museums over there for him. I mean, the country's wild. Also have had a huge museum and a bunch of stuff for Yu Darvish. I mean, baseball, you know, United States invented and all, it is Japan's sport. Yet, guys like Shohei Ohtani know from, you go back and see the things he wrote up in grade school. He knew that he would play in the World Series in the United States.
Can you imagine how big of a star the guy would be if he could actually speak English?
When he's like 10 years old, you know, you're eight years old, he knew that. Yeah, well, and he will. He will. But what a phenomenon in so many ways. But more people watched the World Series in Japan live than watched it in the United States.
Yeah, I think I watched one or two innings. Monday night, I watched a little bit of that game. Yeah. Pretty much it.
Well, economists, a bunch of them anyway, have gotten together and say our economy has finally pulled off a soft landing. What does that mean?
It means they're trumping something out. That didn't mean to use that word. Just in time for the election, maybe? Sure sounds like that.
I don't know. Basically, the conclusion is that inflation hasn't gone away, but they tamed it, quote unquote, without having to have a recession. An exceptionally rare achievement, say these economists. Gross domestic product, which measures all the goods and the services in our economy.
Have they been shopping lately?
Expanded, you know, we're making more stuff in the last quarter by 2.8%. That's a little bit weaker than you want three, but, you know, we got 2.8. Of course, there was a report this week, too, on Wednesday. So it was yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah. It came out Tuesday. I don't remember. That 254,000 jobs were added to our economy in September. But, yeah, this inflation is not over. I don't care how many economists they get together. I do buy that, you know, it has seen some, what's the word they used here? Taming. Not fixed, not corrected, but tamed. You know, it's settled down. I mean, it could keep going, I guess, worse than it is. What else through all these headlines? We got extreme weather around the country again. Like over in Spain, did you know? The flash floods over there the last few days have killed 95 people for flooding.
No, I for whatever reason, haven't turned on the news here lately. Maybe head in the sand.
Well,
so
nobody really pays attention to weather or natural disasters if it's not here, right?
I mean, we're still cleaning up from our natural disasters between Florida and up in the Carolinas. That's massive still.
Over in Taiwan, the largest storm hit there since 1996. Be the equivalent of a Category 3 hurricane if it was the United States. It's a typhoon called Kongrei. Some death and a whole lot of property damage there. Kongrei.
Yeah, I don't sense that Eric Church and Luke Combs are going to do a fundraiser and raise $5 million for them.
For Taiwan.
No.
And that's, yeah, I get it. Starbucks will make a popular ad on, Eric. Where's your Starbucks cup this morning?
Man, I'm speaking of the economy.
Inflation.
Well, I'm having to bring my own coffee now. Like, I give myself a treat once a week, but $8 coffee was... Yeah.
Well,
I got the old, let's sit down and come up with a budget. We do that once a month.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what. Yeah, Starbucks, it's an expensive habit.
Well, to help fight inflation, Starbucks is going to make the coffee add-ons of soy milk, oat milk, almond, or coconut milk for free. Right now, you are paying more. If you say, make that with almond milk or soy or oat milk or even coconut milk, you pay. They're going to do it free. It doesn't look like a promotion. It looks like it's starting next week, it says. No longer.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much. I just always, give me soy. I used to do soy or almond.
Yeah, that jacked up the price some more.
Probably $1 if you add an extra shot. Always got an extra shot.
Wait a minute. It sent me the information on
Look that. Up, it's you got a $9 cup of water and coffee. Some hot flavored water costing you, and by the time you do a tip.
Starbucks global sales have been suffering dropped 7% last quarter, and the number of customer transactions fell by 8%. So less people are going, and the people going are spending less. So it looks like what they're trying to do is make it a little more affordable.
Well, there's 10 million Starbucks. There's one around every corner.
Since you go there every day sometimes, what is an Olito drink?
See, that I don't know.
It's an entire lineup of their drinks called the Oleato, O-L-E-A-T-O. They're, along with these changes, they're going to take it completely off the menu in the United States and Canada. They said that their menu has become overly complex.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that.
The entire lineup of whatever it is, Oleato drinks. Oleito?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, they got their whole language over
infused there. With award-winning Pitana extra virgin olive oil. Oleato
in coffee
is more than a drink. It's a revelation in coffee. Yeah, one, well, that is the luxurious and next level.
It's gone starting tomorrow.
Yeah, what is
next
it?
Next week or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Olive oil in your... I get a skinny vanilla latte, Bob, with an extra shot.
Starting next week.
In case you'd like to buy me one.
If you go inside, which you don't, right?
No,
you go
no. The window. So, no, every once in a while over here by the Lululemon HEB, if my other Starbucks is closed. Hey, finally, the guy who thought I worked at the Harley-Davidson shop forever, I finally let him off the hook. Probably for 5-6 years. And he would pull out his phone and show me Harleys. He thought I worked for Harley somewhere here in the Central Texas area.
Oh, yeah, he told me that's right.
And
yeah.
So he'd pull out a bike, and he looked at me one day, and he goes, "Where do you work?" And I told him where I worked, the radio station. Oh, yeah. And you could tell in the back of his mind, he's like, "Man, I've been calling this guy.
I thought this was a motorcycle guy.
I thought this was the motorcycle guy, Chris. I've been showing him bikes for 5 years, and I never corrected him."
Well, apparently.
So that one I have to go in because they don't have a drive-through there.
Well, at all the Starbucks during COVID back in 2020, they took out the self-serve condiment station, you know, where you could pour the amount of cream you wanted in or all. You're right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they took it out. But they're putting them all back in starting next week. Our customers are asking for it, and our baristas say it would really help them. I bet it would. You don't have to do everything anymore. All right, Starbucks is giving it a whirl. 626, Eric Raines, Bob Cole. Good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
More. Austin's 95.9 Texas Country. Also heard at 98.5 in Rockdale and our affiliate at KRXT. I'm Eric Raines. He's Bob Cole, Clay Walker, and Live Until I Die. See, Halloween right there, Bob. Okay, that's a stretch. Happy Halloween, barbecue.
Back to you.
Bob dressed up as a Longhorn fan.
Oh, I guess I am, yeah.
And I, I just quit, I think. Just wore black. Dress it up tonight, though. I think. My son and I will hand out candy. He's excited. That's pretty much all I got. We haven't decided what we're going to do, to be perfectly honest. But we did buy candy. And we're going to hand out trick-or-treat candy. So, looking forward to it.
Remember all that candy I bought?
Yeah.
Lynn told me not to.
Yeah, you spent a bunch of money on it.
$75, $80. She tells me this morning, I don't think you bought enough.
Gonna go get some more?
Yeah, let me write that down.
Yeah. Go get candy.
Golly.
You know it's cheap right now, too. They didn't jack up the price just a little bit for everyone like you that waited till Halloween to get it.
Well, see, and I never do that.
Right.
That's why I
went. Well, you went early.
That's why I was mulling.
It's like you early voted.
But no, I mean, I bought it a week ago, but I usually buy it way in advance of that when it's...
Like tomorrow?
Tons of it, and it's cheaper.
Yeah, tomorrow the candy's all on sale.
Yeah, that's the key right there. That stuff's good a year later.
Oh, of course.
Plus, kid don't know where he got it. What's a kid going to do that? I think this Reese's cup is getting a little old. Nah.
Nah, unless it's just melted. But no, if it's a Reese's peanut butter cup, I'm in. Either way, a year out, like that old stocking that you had that one Reese's peanut butter cup at the very bottom of it from Christmas's past, I'll dig in there and, okay, it's a little dry, but let's call it a day. Let's go. So,
you know how they had that thing yesterday at the, I think you brought it up, with President Biden at the White House, and I think it was probably for the families of staff members or whatever.
Yeah.
But he went out there on the lawn, and then you bring your little kid, and the president gave you candy. And remember I said, I bet he's there 10 minutes.
I just said, does he know that Halloween is tomorrow? Well, yeah, it's halfway being funny, but...
No, he did it yesterday there on the White House lawn. Well, you should see all these pictures that made the news. Because a lot of these, I guess, staffers, they brought their babies in little baby costumes. One baby dressed as a chicken. And what the president would do, if the kid was really little, is he'd either pick up the kid or you would hold the kid in front of him, and he would bite him.
Bite him?
Well, to be fair, I mean, he didn't go for the skin, but he put his mouth, you know, open her mouth, and like if a baby had a sleeve on the arm, and this, you know, okay, here's a couple of pictures where they do. He put, and then he act like he's biting, but he put his mouth all on there.
That's a little odd. All the babies are just like one or two, and they got a photo op. And
well, I got all these pictures here.
Yeah, that's interesting. But, you know.
U.S. president.
Was the president dressed up?
Suit and tie.
Okay. He was dressed as the president.
I understand. They finally said, look, you're going to have to go out there and...
Go shake hands and kiss babies, or shake hands and bite babies.
Or shake babies and don't ever, ever shake and kiss hands. I don't know what he got confused. But it is kind of bizarre. Remember he got in trouble?
Oh, the whole hair sniffing thing?
Yeah. He would always smell women's hair when he hugged him. So your hair smells great.
I mean, there's been men that's done a lot worse hugging women.
No, the hair smelling, that's weird. Biting babies, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're president,
I mean, he's trying to be Halloween funny, I guess. Give him a pass on that.
Okay, just having fun, I reckon.
I mean, I don't know how to look at it.
You know, it doesn't come up often. you know.
No.
Kamala Harris is like, just don't try to help me anymore, would you?
I've said it earlier. He gave everyone a Halloween costume idea. I saw more people with trash bags in their profile on social media. And yeah, a MAGA hat and a trash bag going to be the costume for Halloween. And it's a cheap one, too. Everybody knows what you're talking about. First yesterday, I'm like, why is everybody putting... They changed their profile on social media to trash bags. By the end of the day, I'm like,
garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the chance of rain for today that, you know, was it 40%? And then 2 days ago, they moved it to 60. Pretty much they, all the forecasters, the models and all. Okay, it is going to rain apparently, but it's only 40% now. It'll happen where it does in 40% of the area, if they're right. Ahead of this cold front moving in a few hours. And every forecast that I've checked says, though there could be a pop-up, you know, that you got to have the little caveat in there. It's going to be dry by tonight. So, and when you say Halloween, seems like every year I'm coming home, it's about, you know, trying to get home early. It's 4 or 5 o'clock. And as I'm driving down the street, there's kids everywhere already.
So, yeah, the little kids go early.
I don't know if there's going to be much difference in if there's any rain or not at 4 o'clock versus, say, 7 o'clock. But, well, I forgot to pay attention when it got dark last night. Did you? Wait a minute. The time change hasn't happened yet, dummy.
Yes, this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Time change is this weekend. I got to thinking, time change. No, that hadn't happened yet. Squeezing it in this way. So we'll have, more daylight. Yeah, we'll have more daylight now than we will come next
that is a good question,
Sunday
though.
And Monday.
When is it acceptable to start trick-or-treating and ringing a doorbell? Is that 4 o'clock? 5 o'clock? When is it okay?
Yeah, the younger kids come pretty dang early.
Yeah, because mom and dad want
to... Of course, you know, everybody else is not necessarily home yet, but...
Yeah.
You know, depends on your neighborhood, I guess. So... There's rain in the forecast for the next 7 days. This is new. Hopefully we'll get some of it. Like I said, 40% today. It is 30% chance of rain tomorrow. 86 for the high today, by the way. Cold front comes through and the next couple of days should be about 85. Saturday, the chance of rain is 40%. For your weekend, Sunday, it's 10%. But the big day for rain, once again... is Monday. Now, yesterday they thought this Monday's going to be about a 70% chance. Kind of pared that back to 60. Tuesday 40, Wednesday 20. So, I mean, who knows? But
highs of 70s next week, y'all.
Yeah, starting about Tuesday.
Because
70s. What's coming through Monday that brings the biggest chance of rain is a more pronounced cold front that'll drop temperatures for daytime highs. Into the 70s.
Come on.
Ushering in what? November. Well, what day is November?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's November 1. Ooh. Well, it has to be because today's the 31st.
So then we...
There's no 32nd.
Yeah, so then guys can start not shaving for a while. November. I'm starting to hear those ads for men's health and mental illness and everything. I think it's just a good excuse for us to not shave for a while. Remember one year we all did Movember so we could all grow a beard?
Yeah, it's always never works out for me. One way or the
other. Well, then there's always something right in the middle. I'm like,
yeah, I give up on it.
I gotta shave. I can't walk in here because I look like I have the mange. I can't grow a good beard.
So is this the end of civilization?
Yeah, of course.
New York City.
Oh.
New York City has officially legalized jaywalking. What? I mean, you're going to have mass chaos and pandemonium. People cross wherever they want. Have you ever been to New York City? I mean,
yeah.
Man, everybody holds at the light, and then poof, everybody goes.
Are they making it okay? Because it's gridlock anyway, and nobody's...
Politicians, it's a woke deal, came to the table and pointed out the fact that the people that largely got ticketed for jaywalking in New York City... were people of color.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
So now they've legalized jaywalking. Here's some New Yorkers.
So what else is new?
I jaywalked my whole life here. I lived here for 60 years and I jaywalked. Gotta be alert. You're in New York. Look alive.
You get a chance, you
go.
Take it.
If it's safe?
If it's safe, you go. Watch both ways, because now we got these guys.
When was the last time you heard somebody say that, I'm happy they caught that jaywalker?
I'm not sure what she said.
When was the last time you said, I'm happy because they caught that jaywalker?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. You'll kill that. Thank you. Yeah, I was going to look this up some more.
I'm not a bad jaywalker every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here's a shot to go.
If you get a chance, take it, as the woman said.
Yeah,
sounds like a Cody Johnson song.
Here's some of the comments. Well, why not just remove all the traffic signals and signs and let people and vehicles travel at their own risk? Eliminate insurance coverage while you're at it. This is crazy, says another. It protects drivers from people suing them for hitting them after the person jaywalking puts themselves in front of everyone else and in their own danger.
So was it a big problem to start with? It's like our biggest issue, jaywalking?
Well, man, that's always it. Do not jaywalk in a lot of cities, but especially New York. They will ticket you.
Would they ticket you here in Austin? Is that a major?
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember?
I don't.
During South by Southwest or something. This is a few years ago, but a couple of girls or whatever were crossing right in the middle and stopped traffic. So the police went over and going to ride them up. And they descended. Next thing you know, they're fighting the cops and became a big national news story. You can't jaywalk in Austin, Texas, you know.
So I would just think, hey,
that's about all I know, though.
There's not a lot of cops, and
yeah,
probably
now,
the last priority they have is
jaywalking.
So that may be one of the reasons New York was like, you know what?
Let's see here. New Yorkers have always jaywalked. This will prevent the cops from harassing people now. That's why they're doing away with it. I thought it was already legal, says another. this is nothing, says LeBron from the Bronx, 2296. This is nothing to be proud of, and honestly, because this is going to be a major problem now. Next one, stupid reason to change the law.
Again, was it a major problem to start with?
Let's see if I got this right, says Jeff is learning. Jaywalking is legal. Sitting in a back seat without a seatbelt on is illegal. It's an insult to our intelligence. Goes on and on, obviously. Why don't we legalize everything so we can get the crime stats down? How dumb. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, if you jaywalk, you might get run over by a car.
Wait a minute.
The end.
Here comes a smart guy.
Thank you.
This is extremely misleading. The New York City Administrative Code, in Texas we call that the Penal Code, regarding jaywalking, may have been removed, but the New York State Penal Code, so the city does away with it, but the state penal code still has the obstruction to vehicular traffic subdivision of disorderly conduct.
Oh, that guy's a nerd.
If you cross against a signal or not at a crosswalk, you can still be summoned, still written a ticket based on state law. Okay. I like it when a smart guy rings in. You're probably right. Probably right. I mean, you know, if you're going 100 miles an hour.
Can you go 100 miles an hour in New York?
No, I mean just out here.
Oh, okay.
They can write you for speeding, or they can write you for unsafe operation of a motor vehicle. I mean, there's a bunch of penal codes that can fall under. Or if they really want you to learn a lesson, they write you on about 3 or 4 things, including take you to jail right away. You know about that, right?
Oh, yeah, if you're going too fast, they'll...
Yeah. So, all right, jaywalking is now legal.
All right.
In New York City. Nobody ever more says get a rope.
No, I guess you can't say get a rope anymore.
I just wonder if you noticed that.
That was woke, too. You know, they changed that. Get a rope.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's if that falls into headline news or not headline news, but nonetheless, they're expecting a nightmare in New York tonight anyway. Because A, they lost the World Series. B, it's Halloween.
It was the worst Halloween in New York history.
With a heating up Judge, who settles under this ball, but then drops it.
No, no!
Ground ball left side. Volpe will go to third, and another break for LA. No. Two defensive mishaps for New York.
No!
Ground ball right side. Rizzo. Nobody at first.
A nightmare that wouldn't end.
Atrocious defense from the Yankees.
No!
Reverberating in the mines on Halloween morning.
No!
Nightmare in New York.
No!
Now streaming.
People be walking out in front of cars on purpose.
Huh.
Oh, good. Here comes a bus. Walk out in front of it. We lost last night. And I got to tell you, I did not expect I was going to be pulling for the Yankees. And then, you know, they got so far behind. But then, you know, they're coming back. And as Eric Rain said earlier, they got ahead quickly, 5-0.
Yeah, that's game over.
And, yeah, at this level of ball and pitching, by the way, that pitcher, Gerrit Cole.
Any relation?
For the Yankees. No, I wish. He's out of California. Man, until he went to pieces, he's one of the best pitchers you ever watched. I mean, he's shutting them down.
And he fell to pieces and...
Yeah.
Bump, 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 bump.
Well, but what really happened, and I failed to mention this, is New York all of a sudden committed defensively 3 errors in a row.
In the World Series?
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
That's Little League. That's like T-ball.
Yeah. So.
Well, it just shows that, as you pointed out yesterday, baseball is a game of failure, and sometimes you fail at the wrong time. It's game over, which it was. And I said yawner, not that it was a yawner game. It was just a yawner series. That was set up to be the best series ever.
And game one was no yawner. Game one was just a classic. You said, oh, boy, it's everything we've wanted. And New York had not been in a World Series in 15 years. And I guess last night they showed us why. But they got in one. Just couldn't get too dang far. But had they won last night, that thing was shaping up to, you know... be a really memorable deal, but yeah, it's gone. It's coming, it's gone. Should have said that the first time. Well, stick around a few minutes. Hey, we're gonna check in with an old friend, great guy, Nate Boyer will join us in 10 or 15 minutes. You know, the former long snapper for the Longhorns, special forces in the military, Silver Star winner, great American, and behind a great program for veterans called MVP. It's at merging veterans and players from the NFL and other sports. He's got a big golf event coming up, and we'll just see what's going on with old Nate in a few minutes. Stay tuned. Eric and Bob here on 95.9, our Austin studios, broadcasting Texas country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There you go. I tell you, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, Eric and I worked together so long. Eric Raines, Bob Cole here.
Morning, Bob.
Hey, Eric. And Nate Boyer joining us now. Nate, you there?
I'm here.
So I'm just sitting there thinking about this. Eric will come up with an idea and say, why don't we do this, whatever. And it's usually a pretty good idea. And I don't ever go, no, bad idea. And then I'd say conversely, I say, hey, here's an idea. And Eric goes, okay, you know. But I said, we ought to play Monster Mash. And Eric goes, no, no. I said, man, we got to play Mash. It's like the only real true Halloween song. It was number one. It comes back every year. It's perennial. It's as Halloween as it. And we got to come. No, Bob, are you, you know. So
I don't think I said no. I just said, do you want to play the whole thing? Or
you sort of threw up in your mouth, but I interpreted that way. So here's the deal. If you just endured that and thought, I wish that was over with, then Eric Raines is your hero. And if you thought it sounded good on Halloween, then I'm your hero for the moment.
I didn't hate the song. I'm okay with it. Morning, Nate.
Morning.
Mom and Dad are having a discussion.
No, not at all. It's all good, man. Happy Halloween.
About Monster Mash.
About Monster Mash. You remember that song, right?
I mean, not when it came out.
Well, it's okay. Fine.
But yeah. No, they've played it. I mean, they probably played that since, you know, kindergarten.
Yeah, it came out, I think cool. It actually came out when I was a child of the 60s, so I have to look it up, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, I just remember, like, when we had, when you had your grade school Halloween party, that was definitely played.
It's like the Halloween song.
Yeah, when I was growing up, there was, like, they play that, they play Thriller, that's the only two that really stick out. It's like,
yeah, we had that discussion yesterday. I mean, there are a lot of songs that work on Halloween, but actually being right. About Halloween, you know, and they're few and far between, if any, that were really certainly big. So we did a bunch of snippets yesterday.
They would play. What'd they play? Also, One-Eyed, One-Horn, Vine, Purple People Eater.
Whoa, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Boy, you're just reading right off Bob's iPod.
And how about...
he still has an iPod, Nate.
How about the coasters in Haunted House? I just moved into the house today. It's the haunts are there, and they're here to stay.
Nate said he don't know that one.
Don't know that? Well.
No.
Dang it. I went one too far.
I'm with you, Nate.
Nate Boyer, I tell you what song I was going to play, and I didn't even suggest it, Derek, because I want to go that direction. Fighting Soldiers from the Sky.
Barry Sadler.
Brave men who fought and died. Men who mean just what they say.
Sing it, Bob. You sound good this
morning. Those brave men of the Green Beret. And so on the line with us is Green Beret. As I said earlier, I forget all the stuff. Special Forces, Silver Star, and you know, the founder and president of an organization that you may have heard about, and even a movie called MVP, Merging Veterans and Players. And what Nate has done with his life is pretty darn amazing. And that would take up the next half hour, but won't focus on that. But, you know, not just serving the country, but finding himself in a situation after situation to make a big difference on society. And love talking about that. But you have an event here in Austin coming up Monday, and it's a golf tournament, right? That's a major fundraiser. But what's it for, and is it too late to sign up? And well, everything you should know.
No, it is not too late to sign up. Yeah, it's on Monday, November 4th. So the Veterans Day is actually November 11th, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing it on the Monday prior for supporting MVP, supporting Emerging Vets and Players, which brings together combat vets and former professional athletes and helps them find purpose and identity when they lose the uniform. You know, MVP, we're about eight-plus years old now. And after I got done with football and you know, fortunate to play, to walk on and play at Texas and then get a brief opportunity, in the NFL with the Seahawks. And just, my last year at Texas, I'd gone back overseas the final time too. I was still in the National Guard. So I was in both of those locker rooms, you know, wearing the camouflage, wearing the jersey. And there's so many similarities. Obviously, war and playing sports are very different, but from a camaraderie standpoint and a sense of purpose and, you know, team and, you know, your identity, all those things are very similar. And then that career, whether it's military or sports, ending pretty young, and oftentimes these folks feeling pretty lost and kind of trying to figure out what's next, and you know, all of a sudden you don't have that locker room and structure and team and all those things. And so that's why MVP started. So that's what this golf tournament supporting. We have chapters all over the country. We're starting up an Austin chapter, which we've been operating here the last few months, and we meet up in the gym on a regular basis and train together, vets and athletes as a group. And then we huddle up afterwards, and it's like, it's just for the vets and athletes to come to these events, and the peer-to-peer open forum. Nothing's off the table. We encourage vulnerability. If you got something you're struggling with, let's talk about it. If you got something you need help with, or you know, some good stuff going on and you want to kind of share and encourage others, then do that as well. And it's just a fun group. We go outside of the gym and do other stuff together and kind of rebuild that network and that locker room, really.
Well, it's fascinating. The names and the players a very high profile that not just support this, but have been very involved. You have some of those at the tournament on Monday?
It'll be mostly the athletes on Monday will be, you know, more local guys that folks that played at Texas, for instance.
Great.
You know, former players and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's cool, but you're right. I mean, country and you know, you mentioned the movie. In the movie, it shows a couple of those or a few of those guys, like Tony Gonzalez, maybe the greatest tight end to ever do it, and Randy Couture, a six-time heavyweight champion of the world in the UFC, and they, you know, in the movie they tell their stories and play themselves as these characters, but they are actual members of MVP. Randy's on our board now, and it really helped them, even though, you know, very accomplished sort of heroes of the game. And that's what's interesting about it, is like these two groups, they are kind of heroes to each other. There's this mutual respect. And they all, no matter how great you were and you know, the unit you served in the military and some of the incredible stuff you did there or the accolades on the ball field, it's tough to let go and kind of move on and find something else that brings you that same sort of life, you know, and well, I mean, whether it's adrenaline or just that sense of mission and purpose that feels like you're doing something pretty important. It's tough to find that beyond. So that's why we exist, to sort of walk through that as a group and you know, and help you find that thing, because it's out there. There's stuff, you know, for me, it's It's trying to make movies. You know, I'm working on I sent you a little thing on it the other day, Bob, and I'm working on a D-Day documentary right now. And it's like, it's incredibly hard to, you know, to tell any story correctly. But when you're trying to do something like that with these guys that are 97 to 105 and, you know, you really want to
roughly how many
before they pass. And,
how many veterans that participated in the D-Day invasion are still with us? Any idea?
That's a great question. The ones that were on the actual D-Day, I don't know. There was, I'll give you these numbers. There was roughly 16 million Americans who fought in World War II, which is crazy,
unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah,
and I think we only had, you know, 120 in the country, 120 million or so in the country. So it's like, you know, one in five ish, one in six. I don't know. It's wild to think about how many, and that's, you know, I mean, that's a testament to the general support across the country. Like, if you know,
when the world needed it. I mean, our military now is far less than 1% of our American population.
Right. Yeah, and it's all volunteer, and it's different, of course. But you know what? And the whole country came together, by and large, to support too. It was like before we, you know, before Pearl Harbor, before we entered, we were pretty divided. We were, I think, in a lot of ways similar to this, coming out of the Great Depression, and you know, one of these, you know, war is a terrible thing, but when everybody that is of that age and willing and able is over there doing that, then that means your brother or your cousin or your father or your child or everybody's got somebody over there. And then it's like, you think about it different, you know, you're like, well, now I do care and I want to support and help and do something about this because it connects to me directly.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm thinking about is, I guess what was 2001, when the planes hit the towers in the Pentagon, men and women all over this country said, I'm not sitting down. I'm joining up now. I have to do something, just like they did during World War II. And you are one of those. You were one of those.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. And I didn't even do it right away. It took me a couple of years because I didn't believe in myself. You know, I didn't think I was the right man for the job or I was even man enough to do it for a bit. And then I kind of got to this point in my life where I was like, I can't wait anymore. And also, like, what am I doing here? Like, there's all these, like you said, there's people leaving far more than I had going on to go do it.
But that's kind of been the story of your life, is serving as an inspiration for whatever you feel like you want to do, go do it. I mean, not just that, but when you decided you wanted to play football for the Texas Longhorns, you had never played football ever, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, and so and he walks on, and Mac Brown and all the coaches start telling all the other players, man, if you guys work like that guy, we'd be something. And that was your first day. Yeah. I remember that story from them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to give them any reason to cut me. I was like, there's just, if I just go 1,000,000%, you know, and eventually you sort of settle in, you know, and you still work hard, of course, but early on, you know, I was probably annoying as hell to every other player out there.
None of them ever said that. No, but truth is, it had to be annoying to some degree, because here's a guy, and when we want to get him on the team, he can be the long snapper. So, you know, you end up serving in Iraq and Afghanistan and coming back, you know, in time for season and all. And if I remember correctly, you went on YouTube and looked at videos on how to long snap. And, you know, when you weren't out there in the stuff, you'd be back on the base getting people to help you long snap. And that's how you learned it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And if I didn't have people, I would just snap into a plywood target that
really
I had to yeah I went over to the wood shop there and you know we cut something together where we had like a kind of a smaller hole that was you know I don't know a foot and a half off the ground or so that would be for short snaps, field goals, extra points, and then a larger one that was more at like you know waist midsection level on what a person would be. I guess three or four feet up on the plywood, and then it had a little kickstand so it could stand up there, and then I would just you know walk off 7 or 8 yards for field goals and 15 yards for punts, and just snap the ball into the target.
That's fascinating.
Try to make it you know,
how are you at golf?
I'm you know I'm all right. Golf's hard, man.
Wait, are you saying you're human? Come on.
It makes no sense. The ball doesn't move. There's no other players. I mean, I guess you're playing score wise, you're playing against other people, but really you're not. You're kind of playing against yourself and the earth. But you know, it's such a funny, you know, the harder you grip it and swing and usually the worst result, and it doesn't even mean it's going to go farther anyway, but it's hard to not do that. It's like, I think there's so many cool metaphors for life. When you're playing golf, you know, if you're trying to force it, or as soon as you hit a good one or two and you get comfortable and you're like, I got this thing figured out. And then the next one just goes absolutely sideways. And it's just, you have to focus. You have to give that little white ball all of your attention, every single swing. And so we're not going to do that on Monday. We're just going to swing hard.
Just going to have fun on Monday at the golf tournament. So here's the bottom line. Yeah. It is very close. It's my fault we didn't get this on earlier because I ran into date. And then I, you know, got life started happening and I forgot to get back with you. And now it's Monday. And it is time to support these veterans and the incredible mission, which I really should have gotten to. But where are we real quickly on suicides? I mean, since 2001, you know, folks would survive the most horrible conditions in the desert and then come home only to die to their own hand. Is it getting any better?
I don't. No, exactly. I know within a lot of these organizations, I'm not just going to say MDT because there's a lot of great veteran organizations that do this, you know, do this work and kind of, and the work is simple. It's just getting us out of that hole and back together and around other people who've been through similar things who are handling it in a healthier way. That's all it is. But the, you know, it was the common number was 22 a day. When I was here at Texas after serving, and I don't know if it's gotten much better because a lot of people have gotten out since then, and the war ended in 2021 were tough, you know.
You don't hear the number as much as you used to. The last time I heard the number, it was still gravitating around, I don't remember, 20, 21, 23. So, well, you're doing the Lord's work.
And you know, real quick, Bob, sorry. A lot of athletes struggle with this too. We've actually lost, so we have thousands. We have about 4,000 members around the country, and over the years, we've lost, I believe, 3 guys now to suicide, which is horrible. The only acceptable number is 0.
Well, but statistically,
one of those was a veteran, and 2 of those were athletes. So, like, there's something. There's something there too that people don't even, and we have way more veteran members than athlete members.
Which was your vision?
That's not something talked about, you know, and that's tough too.
Your vision of merging veterans and players, MVP, and it's the MVP Salute to Service Golf Tournament that everyone's invited to or support in one way or another, or player. Would you tell other golfers about it? It's money, by the way. It's out of the. If you just joined us, thank you. This is Nate, the great Nate Boyer. He's head of the organization. He's the founder of the dang thing. And it's just doing, as I said, incredible work. And you can be around all these folks, not only to thank them, but you'll be, you know, bottom line, you're going to help save lives of people many of us really care about. It's one thing to thank people for their service. This is a real way to know them and thank them. Monday at the Hills Golf Tournament. That's a Jack Nicklaus course, I believe. At the Hills.
Yep.
What's the website? Vetsandplayers.org?
That's correct. Vetsandplayers.org.
You don't even need the merging.
Yep, you don't need the merging. And you can Google MVP if you forget it, and you'll find it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 10 a.m. tee off. I think 9 a.m. registration out of the hills in Lake Lake. It's looking like we're going to have a gentleman out there who's a 101-year-old pilot who flew over Normandy. And great guy. I've gotten to spend a lot of time with him. He's a part of this, you know, documentary I'm putting together.
I'm told he's sharp as a tack at 101.
Twice a week. Oh, my God. He's crazy.
Yeah.
Plays tennis twice a week. Oh, yeah, he's an active dude. So,
that's great.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah,
so
it'd be great.
Vetsandplayers.org. And when you go to the website, and I did, it's right there at the top. I mean, you don't have to do a lot of searching. Vetsandplayers.org. And join Nate Boyer and everyone out there Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Nate's always great to talk. And thank you. Glad you're living back in Austin again. You've been back some time, right?
Yeah, I've been back almost 2 years now, kind of full time. But I've always kept a foot here. It's impossible to leave as much as, you know, you miss the old Austin a lot. I still love it. I think it's still the best city in America.
Such an inspiration. Great to hear those words as well. Nate Boyer, we will talk soon and continue to remind folks. Once again, vetsandplayers.org. Have a great weekend and a great Monday as well coming up. Just a moment here. We'll be right back and bring you Jimmy Carter. He's on the docket next from the Austin Studios, 95.9. This is Texas Country.
Giving out candy?
Trick or treat!
What are you supposed to do?
I'm supposed to be done by now.
Just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the way it works.
It's showtime!
Showtime, 7:36, Thursday morning, Halloween. 75 degrees outside.
And it's time for the Halloween edition of the Jimmy Carter Report. Ooh, Jimmy Carter. Brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch, Prime Bank of Texas, and Precision Camera and Video. Happy Halloween, Jimmy.
Happy Halloween. I mostly have good memories. I have a lot of good memories of Halloween with my children. I always went trick-or-treating with them. And the 1 year this I didn't, because I had to work, because Halloween fell on a, you know, Friday night or Saturday night. I had to be in California. On that one time, I didn't go. My, at the time, youngest child, some big guy, big person came along and stole her candy.
Oh, no.
Man, we had a caller yesterday. Broke my heart. Can you find that, Eric?
No, it's already gone.
We got rid of it. And the guy said, I remember, he likes calling in bragging. He said, I remember what we did, get on our BMX bikes, and the little kids have a bag of candy. Mm-hmm. We'd ride by and swipe all their candy.
Well, yeah, when you get to the teenage
that's why
years.
Daddy was always with them, because I was worried about freaks like that, you know, and carried a baseball bat with me, and that would have been, I'd have knocked a home run out of that guy. And would have glad to do it.
That's what I said.
If he wants me to.
In Texas, I said, the parents ought to be there with it. With a 38, a heck, a little kid just 22 would be fine.
Yeah, little kids, trick or treat. Then when you get in your teenage year, you get to mischievous, if all you know,
yeah,
maybe illegal.
I know that some people do. And, yeah, I mean, so anyway, good memories except for that. Felt such parental guilt when I wasn't there for that.
Oh.
But otherwise, you know, I would put on a mask and go out there with them and sometimes dress up and do stuff. So we have great memories of that. But for me, I just remember going through and just kidding. I remember some people used to give us pennies. Did you ever have any of those houses where you
reach
and take a handful of pennies?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. I mean, they were all new pennies, I think. And, I mean, I don't know what I did with those pennies, but I don't know. And I remember I'd go through the candy like the next day, because I don't think there was time that night, because sometimes we'd get a real lot of candy in a grocery bag. And go through and pick out the Three Musketeers or the Mounds or some of those kind of things, or the deal that came in a straw, whatever that was called. And just
Pixie Sticks.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, we thank former Round Rock mayor, which one was he gave us that information? We couldn't think of it the other day.
Pixie Stick?
Yeah.
There was a bunch of, you know, you go into Cracker Barrel today, and you can find some of those candies that you got as a child. They've got a whole section of all kinds of
stuff. Well, that started that conversation. And by the way, it was Alan McGraw, former Round Rock mayor, helped us remember Pixie Sticks. And Eric said, well, Man, the one I liked were these little bitty wax Coke bottles had a little bit of sugar water in it, and you'd bite that off. And so while I was in Nashville, if you go to the Cracker Barrel, they have a whole section of retro candies. So I brought Eric, I brought those back for him for his first Halloween.
Nickel Nip,
yeah.
Yeah, those were weird juice in there. What was that goo in there?
Sugar water.
Color.
Sugar water, good. Yeah, I was very concerned what that might be.
With food dye, they'd kill you, you know. But
oh, probably. I remember getting the, there was actually a harmonica made of wax.
Oh, I love that. That's right.
And those were very tasty.
They were orange
and it really tasted good. You could eat your harmonica. I liked that a lot.
I remember those too.
That might have been my favorite.
Yeah, that may have been my all-time favorite.
They don't make that one anymore. Yeah.
No, I haven't even ever seen one of those again. But I remember that wax actually tasted pretty good. Some of the wax was ugh.
Yeah, I so good. Bob brought the. I have to watch how I say it. Nickel Nip back to me, and I know, and so I chewed some of the wax just to have that kid feeling, and then I realized, to your point,
it was any good.
The wax was terrible. You had to spit it out.
Yeah,
not on the harmonica.
Harmonica wax was great.
Right,
some cow orange, and it was a little more chewy, and it was very good. So,
oh wait a minute, I had to know. Glenn Confections continued into the 70s, making the wax harmonica. Sadly, sometime in the 1970s, the company stopped making wax novelty candies.
Oh, no.
It was probably expensive to make one of those, you know. There was a little bit more to it than just putting some mysterious liquid in a plastic
thing. They were called the Wowee. The harmonica was Wowee. W-O-W-E-E. And
well, that was a wonderful trip down memory lane.
Well, wait a minute. Here's the good news. You can still get the wax lips.
Oh, I like the wax lips too.
They were red. I remember those were probably pretty good wax too, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. And last thing is, for God's sakes, number one, toward sunset tonight. A lot of people are late coming home to get the house ready for trick or treat. They're coming home late from work, so they're driving too fast. Some people take the littlest kids out really early.
Oh, we were just saying that at 4 o'clock and so. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so. Be careful because moms and dads are sometimes driving too fast in the neighborhood. I've almost had a child run over a couple of different years. So you've got to be very, very, very careful. And, you know, keep that in mind as you take your little ones out because they're excited and they're not going to remember to follow the rules of the road about, you know, watching before you cross the street.
Jaywalking.
And, jaywalking. A lot of jaywalking goes on today. And then these cars, they're in a hurry. They're not thinking. Teenagers driving, going to a party, whatever. So just be extremely careful. I've been a news person for a long time, and I've reported on some Halloween tragedies more than a few times. So be really careful later today, everybody. All right, Elon Musk, I guess he's going to have to get on the jet, and he better be there already. Philadelphia court this morning.
I wonder if he has to be there.
It says he does.
Does he? Okay.
The judge said he wants everybody there involved.
Okay, then he's there.
So he better be 10 a.m. in a courtroom in City Hall in City Center. The DA, Larry Krasner, suing Elon over his $1 million giveaway. I saw one attractive young lady who got $1 million. That was kind of fun for her. Is he doing this to shake the voters up? I don't know. I guess they're going to find out. And the DA says he is charged with protecting the public from a public nuisance and unfair trade practices, including illegal lotteries. It is a lottery. They're picking a number, so I don't know what they can declare illegal or legal, but these are Democratic judges, so I have the feeling Elon's going to lose today.
Knowing a little bit about that because of the radio business, you know, there's certain contests we can talk about. They may not be illegal, but you can't talk about them. If it involves, as you know this, Jimmy, a prize, chance, and consideration.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no consideration that's financial.
Right.
So
but
it has to be a transaction.
I think they'll rule it against the rules today, and it's probably already served its purpose anyway.
You're right. So, I mean, the election's in 4 or 5 days.
I think it served its purpose anyway. Trump getting some good advice yesterday, dressing up like a garbage man and getting on a garbage truck to do his interviews. That was cool. That was good marketing.
It was brilliant.
Sense of humor. It was brilliant.
You know, if Kamala Harris would have done it, I'd have said it was brilliant. It was just truly brilliant. I don't care whose side you're on.
And now the way it's covered by the press, like the Washington Post and others, is that Trump stumbled trying to get into the garbage truck. You know, right now they're trying to find anything that can go along their narrative as he's old and feeble. And every day he proves that he's not. I mean, he may not be, you know, dancing on Dancing with Stars, but I don't know. Doesn't seem very feeble to me.
Well, they ripped him to shreds for doing the McDonald's deal with the fries because he kept a tie on, right?
Yeah.
And as minor as it could be, but they had more grounds to, you know, to maybe call that out. There's no grounds to call this out at all.
Oh, but see, the fact that they even have to report on it, to report garbage, and they have to explain to him why he's doing it because Biden called him garbage. I mean,
Eric, you're right. Tell Jimmy what you observed on social media last night.
Well, I don't know if you saw it, Jimmy. I know you do a really good job daily of social media and getting content out. But yeah, I saw a lot of people, their Facebook profile turned into trash bags. And the Halloween costume that's really easy that a lot of people are doing, if you're a Donald Trump supporter, is a MAGA hat or just a red hat and a trash bag.
That
was born overnight, man. That's unusual. That's totally organic, yeah.
But that's sometimes the best ones. All right, the Dodgers, I cut it off after about, when it was 5-0, I cut it off, and then I got calls and missives, you better turn it back on. And they brought it up, and then they ended up winning. Los Angeles Dodgers win the World Series last night. MVP was an easy to pick, Freddie Freeman. But it really was, and see people say this, it's just how you write the story, but no, it really was a team effort. I think almost everybody, if anybody didn't do their job, it's Ohtani.
Well, but he was severely injured, basically. He's still playing.
That type of thing. But, yeah, the setup was going to be Ohtani versus Aaron Judge. Yeah,
absolutely.
They both did their thing a little bit, but it was really the everybody else. There wasn't a pitcher like a Don Drysdale or a Sandy Koufax that just smoked the team. Never that, for either side, there wasn't that kind of pitcher in this World Series. There were some people that were power hitters. There were some people like Mookie Betts that showed everybody how to be an outfielder, and it was pretty cool. Now, there was some rioting that went on afterwards in L.A., but that's just another day at the office.
Yeah, it's crazy. They went downtown. They looted stores, including they tore up the Nike store downtown. There was a bunch of looting. They set a city bus completely on fire, and they won. I mean,
that happened in Detroit. You know, it seemed like Detroit always, when they used to have winners.
Yeah.
They tear up everything. Found a show. I think I found it by accident. And I started watching it yesterday. And I stopped what I was doing. I didn't have time. But I watched episode one, and it was good. It's the number one show right now on Netflix called Territory. It is the Australian Yellowstone. The star of it is Robert Taylor. Robert Taylor was Walt Longmire on a really good Western called Longmire. There was a multiple series. It's really good. It's still out there. Territory is a little bit like Succession, a little bit like Yellowstone with a big Australian flair. This family is has the largest cattle ranch in Australia. It's the size of Belgium. And they're doing all kinds of Australian stuff. Rough and tumble, there are fights, and there's monkey business, and a little bit of everything. It's Yellowstone. So called Territory. You might want to get out there and check that one out. I made it through the first one. I'm in the second one now. I think I'm there to stay.
And now page two with Jimmy Carter.
Okay, so we got the Territory show done. We've got the Virginia thing, temporary allowing voter removal. That was all this stuff is going to be over in a week, thank goodness. And let's just hope that we know this time next week who the new president of the United States is, one way or the other. Spain's had some flooding. I know a lot of people just like a little rain, but 95 people killed in flash floods in eastern and southern Maine. There was a picture I saw that had cars stacked on top of each other where the water ran through the streets in one of the towns there. It was really absolutely crazy. Morgan Wallen has a number one song again. This was called Love Somebody. It's amazing that he keeps on going. In the big TV news yesterday, ABC got the Grammys. After 50 years at CBS, they've had it since 1973. The Grammys are going to ABC, Hulu, and Disney Plus beginning on 2027. It's the economics of broadcasting right now. Disney has got more money than Kellogg's has cornflakes. They bought the SEC from CBS. They buy everything, and they're doing the Grammys. That's a big get for them. The Grammys and the Oscars are the two highest rated award shows. They're international shows, two of the highest rated international shows in the world. So I don't know what they paid for them, but the prestige of having Grammys, Oscars, and the CMAs is a pretty big deal for ABC. Pretty impressive. The Pentagon says Northern Korean troops dressed in Russian uniforms are headed to the Kursk region of Ukraine. They say between 3 and 11,000. And that's going to be interesting when those bodies start ending up being dead, how North Korea is going to react to that. I don't know that they will, but they might. It's been New Year's Eve in Nashville this week because they're shooting some of that New Year's Eve show in advance. That's no surprise to anyone. They do like a Ryan Seacrest show, and they do a live version. Jelly Roll and others will be there where they, you know, count down the clock and do that.
They're recording it now for New Year's Eve?
Pieces of it. They do this on ABC too. When you go to a club, like, you'll see three songs from Lainey Wilson during the night, all three recorded this week. You'll see three songs from Luke Bryan from his club during the night. They're all done this week. And all those shows that are from the Honky Tonks are pre-recorded. They do have a live stage, and Jelly Roll and whoever else is on the live stage will be live in front of that big audience. But when they switch downtown to the Honky Tonks, that's pre-recorded. Same way on Ryan Seacrest and stuff. When they go to something, let's go to a club here in L.A. or go to some other alternate location than where they are.
With the ball drop. I figured those were satellite hookups in every case, but I feel gypped.
Well, they're not going to spend the money to have a crew, you know, on a holiday time and the logistics that it takes to do the hookup between the downtown honky tonk and the truck or somewhere other. It'd be a big deal to try to do that, and fraught with disaster potentially too, with drunks and everything else on New Year's Eve. So they do it now where it's a little bit more controllable and no one will ever know the difference. And why I told you that, I don't know, but I just felt like, you know, truth in advertising is what I feel. I think I did that for. Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's a name some of you may not know.
Contemporary Christian artist. Uh-huh.
He is the most awarded artist in the history of Christian music. And he is going to become an Opry member on Friday night. He has 60 Dove Awards, 5 Grammys, American Music Award, 50 number one singles in Christian, best-selling book, Carnegie Hall playing, and everything else. And now he's going to be an Opry member. I don't have his age. I could look it up. He's been around a while.
Yeah, he's really good in concert. Salvation Army, we brought him in one time for a fundraiser, and he just can sit behind the piano and just play, and he's just wonderful.
He was a singer at Opryland. Opryland was an amusement park like...
Yeah, right. Before it became an outlet mall.
He's 61, Jimmy.
Like Disneyland thing. You know, they traded it in for an outlet mall, which was one of the biggest bonehead moves that
it's the worst
these
ever.
Opry people have ever done.
They know it, but they're... Yeah.
Dumb. But the Opryland theme park really became Dollywood. Dollywood is just about the same place as Opryland, and it mixes up music and rides, and that's the deal. And the Opryland theme park was that way, and it was great. It was seasonal. Disney learned a lot. Well, Opryland learned nothing from Disney in the fact that they created a property that had no potential for expansion. They were surrounded on all sides, and they couldn't expand even one ride because they had nowhere to go. So that's one thing Walt Disney learned at Disneyland. He had nowhere to expand either. So when he did Disney World, he bought half the state of Florida, you know, so he could be able to expand anytime he wanted to, and they are still expanding at Walt Disney World. Hunter's remains have been found, a suspected bear mauling in Alaska. You hear about those every once in a while. 90 people now sick and so far in the E. coli outbreak. And I don't know if they're saying onions or it's the meat or what. I don't know. But the number keeps going up there, and it's disturbing. And McDonald's is freaking out. from it, because the more the story goes around, you know, the more people say, well, I think I'm going to back off that quarter pounder today. Although I did have a McDonald's hotcakes and sausage this morning already. I'm not scared of E. coli. I'm not
scared. Well, it's Halloween. What the heck?
It is. Three dead after going over Niagara Falls. They have determined that was a suicide. I don't think they've discovered the bodies yet. Woman with two children, poop, jumped over the rail and was gone. Then no one's explained why she did it or what the motivations may have been for her to do that. So we'll see. The Menendez brothers' latest is the DA to petition the governor for clemency. Wow, this is a bad idea. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's a crazy state. I mean, this one of these boys stood over his mother and pumped bullets in her, and they want to give him clemency for whatever the reason was.
And that admitted that they didn't want to kill their mother, but since she witnessed them killing their father, then yeah, she had to go to
collateral damage.
The other one went back and finished it off too. His mom was still moving.
California, man, I used to hear them say all the time, it was the land of fruits and nuts. My God, it really is. With all the things that they want. Sometimes they're just so far ahead of the curve, it makes them look crazy when really 10 or 15 years later, it's something that we're all doing. The fact that they push a lot of things ahead of the curve, okay. But on this kind of thing, I just don't understand where this is coming from, why they think that this is a good thing to do, and all these people are behind it. I'm missing something on here, but, you know, that's California. California. Oh, my goodness. I see a picture here. There's a dog show with Halloween costumes where they're dressing up their dogs.
Oh, a lot of people do that. Never dressed up your dog, Jimmy?
No, thank you.
No, where am I?
In fact, the women in the family have put a sweater on the dog and a couple other things, and I was not happy about that. And as soon as they got out of the frame, I took it off. The dog told me they didn't like it. They said, I look stupid.
Loretta's like, no, not going to have this happen.
No, Brownie particularly, but Brownie before her really was not happy with the costumes and that stuff. She liked to be, you know, just free.
That's right.
No. So that's all I know. Be careful out there tonight. This is a crazy, crazy night.
Thank you, Jimmy.
By the way, thanks for the memory on the that I'd forgotten
the wax
about.
Wax harmonica.
The Halloween Wowie gum harmonica. They haven't made it since the late 70s. I found one on eBay. There's an auction.
Oh, no.
There's an auction.
I don't think I'd want some ancient.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's more than 40 years old. It looks slightly melted from the picture. Anyway, 8 days left on this auction. It's $48.66
right now.
You
should bid on it, Bob, clearly.
Almost $50 without shipping.
I think if you ate that one, parts of your body would fall off.
And that'd be the perfect Halloween costume. There
yes,
you go.
It would.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Jimmy Carter, of course, here on Halloween. Brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Wagner Farm and Ranch, and Precision Camera and Video. We're going to take the old Halloween celebration to the next level.
Oh, no.
When we come back, right here. From the Austin studios at 95.9, this is Texas Country.
95.9 Texas Country, Brooks and Dunn. And they're headed to town very soon, playing over at Moody Center. And, of course, that's along with David Lee Murphy. So put that on your live music social agenda. 9:45 here on Halloween.
1 minute comedy stand-up minute of the day from master comedian and impressionist Kevin Pollak. What it'd be like if Christopher Walken, the actor, was at the door, you know, when kids came to the door for trick-or-treat.
Oh, okay.
So growing up, Halloween became my favorite holiday. I still celebrate. But because I do celebrity impersonations, it's always fun every year to figure out who I should do for the kids, you know. Which is why this last Halloween, when the kids came to the door to get the candy, they got Christopher Walken. Hi! Trick-or-treat. That's a damn good question. Quite the conundrum. Little dudes, you've put forth on this Hallows Eve. Having said that, my young costumed friends. As fate would have it, I too have a question. Which one of you can guess what I've buried under my house? Hey kids, where you going? I got Reese's Pieces in here.
His name is Kevin Pollak. Pretty good impersonator. All right, our bonus today, last one about Halloween. Here goes. Xing Wang.
Oh, Xing Wang, of course.
Xing wants to know what the deal is with Mounds candy bar.
I don't know when this happened. I just recently found out that my preferred mainstream candy bar is now Mounds. If you don't know what Mounds is, it's like Almond Joy, but there's no almond. There's no joy. It's a lot of coconut. Oh, baby, this candy is fibrous. Mounds is a bad name. I don't get it. The sister product is Almond Joy. That's a crucial ingredient plus a positive emotion. Almond Joy, not a bad name. Somebody worked on that. Who approved Mounds? Did they ever see the product? I eat my Mounds weird. I develop a little ritual of my own. What I do is I open my candy bar and then I pour a side of almonds. These are separate purchases. And then I make my own joy. I shove the almonds into my Mounds. Way more than you get from a regular Almond Joy. I pack it all up in there real crunchy. Then I eat it like dog medicine.
Never thought about it. It's kind of confusing, and that's why I'm just remembering.
I just remember the commercial.
The commercial, Almond Joy has nuts, Mounds don't. Seems like the two nuts on top
should be Mounds.
Would they be the Mounds?
Right.
Well, they.
I would have thought.
Why would they create unnecessary confusion like that?
I was never a fan of either.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I'm weird because
I'm just a total candy bar guy.
Yeah, I used to be, but I never liked a Milky Way either. Because Jimmy was like, oh, I love Milky Way. I'm like, ugh.
My dad loved Milky Ways, and I found out if you freeze them, you know, they're more of a challenge to eat, but they're better. I'm just, you know, I take the old Hershey's bar. That's the only candy bar. Of course, you know, I don't really call a Reese's peanut butter cup a candy bar, but I guess it is.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I'll eat those till my stomach hurts. Like, I'll go through a whole bag and then there'll be some more in there. Yeah, this is a bad time of the year for me because we'll give away candy and I'll eat as much as I give away. So I'd like to apologize already to the kids that are coming to our door tonight because I will have already, and I'm on a diet and just trying to, you know, working out and trying to stay. But the candy bowl just calls out to me and then I'll hide them in my pocket. I'm that guy. It's terrible, Bob. But have you ever seen me eat candy at work? Ever? Rarely.
I don't think so.
A candy bowl at the old place full of Reese's peanut butter cups.
The good stuff, yeah.
And I never walked in there once.
And did I ever eat it?
No,
never. Never once. It's weird.
I was always Don Miller.
when it comes to food habits, I don't have a single good one. Not a one, unfortunately. Except, like, I hate salad. I mean, I just don't hate it. I don't like it.
Will you eat it?
Yeah, if you're hungry enough, you know, a good Caesar, even a great wedge sometimes with a lot of blue cheese on it, but no.
I didn't eat a salad, not one, in my 20s. My family never had salad, so I grew up never eating salad and married into a family that salad was a part of every meal before.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Right. Well, that's a great health habit, but fortunately, candy bars and all, just, you know. It should be that I'd love that, but yeah, no, I don't. So, yeah, no danger if you come to the Cole house and I'm keeping any for myself. Not going to do it. Promise. Trust me.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Yep. So, thanks to a lot of folks today ringing in or, you know, sending us a voice text on the app. But also thanks to Nate Boyer, who joined us in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Don't forget his golf tournament, the Salute to Service Golf Invitational, that anybody can sign up and come to support the veterans, and Nate, and the players as well, is at the Hills Country Club in Lakeway on Monday. So for more information, go to vetsandplayers.org and sign yourself up and let us know how it goes. Because the tournament's on Monday, like 10 o'clock in the morning Monday. VetsandPlayers.org. Next up, Dina Blake, Eric and Bob, Audio Radiance. You're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.